All right, it's a shopping list. So you got to pay close attention. And if you need something redone, just say stop, and I'll do it over. So, Loretta Lynch, indicted, 3 counts, conspiracy to overthrow the government, 2 counts of obstruction of justice, 3 counts of lying to Congress. Sally Yates, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow the government, 3 counts of obstruction of justice. John Brennan, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow the government, 3 counts of lying to Congress, 2 counts of lying to investigators, 1 count of conspiracy to commit treason, 3 counts of obstruction of justice.
Pause there. Who was that?
John Brennan.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to make sure everybody got that big name there where you heard conspiracy to commit treason. That's this stuff is jumping up the chain very quickly. Go ahead, Mike.
James Clapper, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow the government, 2 counts of lying to Congress. CIA operatives indicted, no charge, 4 CIA operatives indicted, no charges listed, which means that I wasn't given those and I don't have their names. James Comey, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow the government, 6 counts of perjury, 4 counts of obstruction of justice, 4 counts of falsifying government documents. Andrew McCabe, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow the government, 2 counts of perjury, 3 counts of lying to Congress, 1 count of falsifying documents. Bruce Orr, 3 counts of conspiracy, actual, what the conspiracy is unknown, but it's 3 counts of some kind of conspiracy. I don't have the actual charge. 1 count of falsifying documents. Baker, indictment charges unknown. Struck, 3 counts of conspiracy to overthrow the government, 4 counts of perjury, 3 counts of falsifying documents.
4 counts of falsifying documents on Strzok?
Struck, 4 counts of perjury, 3 counts of falsifying documents. But he's still subject to a different, he's still subject to another grand jury.
I know. I'm trying to do the math on, it's not because the counts matter to me, but I'm trying to figure out, okay, so if he's got those 3 counts falsifying documents, which 3 documents would Strzok have been in a position to falsify?